Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes past 6 p.m. So this Sunday is a chance to do something really great for our troops and something really great for you and your family. It is Kolache Day, and of course, we are representing St. Louis Kolache, and this Sunday, they're going to give 20% of their total proceeds to the USO, so we have Russ in from St. Louis Kolache. Good to see you again.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us again.
I'm hoping that big white bag has kolaches, not something weird and disturbing. So
it does.
And we have our friend Christine Trotter from USO. Been a while since we talked to Christine. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing great. So I love things like this. I love things where you can raise money for such a great organization and have fun yourself. So let's start out with Kolache. There's still, to your frustration, a lot of people out there that don't know what a kolache is, or they think they know what it is, but they don't know what it is. So I've been describing it. You're the man. You describe it.
You know, it's good and bad. A lot of people know it, and they love it, and they're addicted to it. A lot of people don't, which is good for me, because that's more business.
Yep.
The way I would describe it best is it's about the size of a dinner roll, slightly sweet, and we stuff all kinds of good stuff in it. Everything from sausage and gravy, bacon, egg, and cheese, your favorite, the gooey butter cake,
mm-hmm.
Meatball, Philly cheesesteak, sloppy joe, anything you can stuff in a sandwich or a pizza, we kind of stuff it inside the kolache.
It sounds like you got a bunch of drunk 13-year-olds and said, what do you want to put in these? And you're like, sloppy joes? I don't know.
Yeah.
Fairly drunk, and I'm 13, so.
Well, it is a great drunk food.
Yeah, it really is. You should be an overnight place.
In some towns, we might. You know, we're looking at going to franchises in Columbia
mm-hmm.
and some other college towns, and that
That'll
may
go for
be
big.
Very well be an option of opening at 3 a.m. instead of starting baking at 3 a.m.
Exactly. So what is your sweet spot? Do people coming in the mornings to pick up a couple kolaches and some coffee?
6 to 10 is our busy time. Believe it or not, at 6 o'clock, we have people at the door on their way to work. And 6 to 10, in and out, just constantly people grabbing, two or three kolaches and a cup of coffee, or grabbing a couple dozen to take to the office and boxes of coffee. So a lot of catering. Yeah, just a ton of catering. It's a great option because, you know, you walk into an office building with a couple dozen kolaches and people open it up, and you got sausage and gravy, bacon, egg, and cheese, you know, s'mores, gooey butter cake, apple pie. You can pretty much hit a great wide range of people.
Yeah, I will never say a bad word about donuts. It's my religion. But kolaches are so much more interesting. Everyone's had bagels. Everyone has had donuts. Everyone's had Krispy Kreme. But if you walk in with a bunch of kolaches, chances are half the people don't even know what they are.
Donuts are awesome. Everybody loves donuts. My kids love donuts. So it's just a different option. Like I said, you can't eat donuts every day. Or you could try, but my kids probably could. But, you know, you got to have different options. And kolaches are just a great option. You know,
38 different varieties, right?
We do almost 40 different varieties a day. So we start baking about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Make everything from scratch, handmade. So it's old school we don't make them and freeze them and, you know, pull them out as we're needed. It's a busy morning, 3 o'clock.
And, of course, USO, an amazing organization. I've been involved with them for years and years. What was it about the USO for you guys that you said, this is who we want to give the money to?
Well, you know, Bart and I have had a long relationship with the USO. We had a Cecil Whitaker's Pizza for almost 16 years before jumping in the kolache business. And we partnered with the St. Anne Fire Department for almost 15 years. And we would make 400 pizzas overnight and the St. Ann Fire Department and the ambulances and paramedics would pick them up and put them on the gurneys and wheel them out to the soldiers coming home for
Very
Christmas.
Nice.
So, you know, it's just a, you know, when we looked at the charity and they said USO, we're like, oh, why didn't we think of that? You know, we did it for 15 years before.
And Christine, as you well know, one of the things that most people get wrong about the USO because of your name is that they think you're a branch of the government, and so you're funded by the government, and could not be more mistaken.
You are correct, sir. We are not DOD, government, military funded. Everything that we do is funded by this St. Louis community, be it somebody like Russ, be it individuals, be it VFWs. We couldn't do and serve 276,000 military a year without help like Russ.
And we have many things to be proud of here in St. Louis, but one of them that we don't brag enough about is that we literally have one of, if not the nicest, USO facilities in the entire world.
Yes, sir. We won, voted on by the military in 2013, the best stateside airport USO.
What kind of things will you guys, I know you always have ongoing costs, what sorts of things like special costs would you like to put the money to towards? Or if people cannot make it Sunday and they want to volunteer their time, efforts, or money, what types of things do you guys always need?
We always need anything on our wish list, from Slim Jims to pudding cups to fruit cups to granola to peanuts. We can serve between 10 and 15,000 military a month, and that's just in our St. Louis facility. And then we have needs at Fort Woods, so anything that anybody can do is always appreciated, and if there's a group that wants to volunteer, we always need volunteers.
Fantastic. Russ, what do people need to know about this Sunday? Anything special?
Open up at 7 o'clock,
okay.
7 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until we're sold out, and hopefully we'll have plenty on stock and, you know, come in. And like I said, the proceeds go to help them. If you want to make a donation, feel free. There'll be little boxes there that you can donate to. And, you know, we really appreciate the USO and what the soldiers do for us. It's a big sacrifice. Being a parent, we were just talking about our kids, and being a parent of young kids, I couldn't imagine being away from my kid for a day, much less what the moms and dads have to do when they go overseas or somewhere for 6 months a year. It's a big sacrifice, and you can't get those years back. So really appreciate everything that they do.
So go to STL Kolache with a K. Three locations, Creepcore, Baldwin, and on Highway K in O'Fallon. And then, Christine, if you want to learn more about the USO, where do they go?
USOMissouri.org.
Very good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, so Tony, what is the Skullbreaker Challenge? Has you wrapped around yourself?
Oh, you guys haven't seen the Skullbreaker
I've
Challenge?
I've not.
Okay.
I have not. Surprisingly, I have not seen it, even though I'm on TikTok for 18 hours a day. It's not in my For You page.
Oh. So is it not wearing thin yet? You're just loving it?
It's just the social, you know, I'm addicted to social media, unfortunately, and I used to just check Twitter all the time, and now I check TikTok, so... I'm not on it 18 hours a day. I mean,
so
it's sarcastic,
it's
fun.
Never ending. Like, you will never find the end. Like, you will never see all the TikToks.
No.
There's just millions.
Yeah, because there's probably 100,000, if not more than that.
So it's like
new ones every
day. It's just like, yep, that's interesting. Nope. On. Next.
I believe it is designed to literally addict you.
Yeah.
Because everything's 10 seconds long. So even if I hated the last one, I might like the next one. So it's only 10 seconds.
And what do people do on there?
All sorts of things.
I mean, I know about the singing and the
See, I
dancing.
Originally was not interested in it at all because I thought it was just the dancing. But
right.
People do comedy. People like the comedy is what makes me laugh. People do memes like through TikTok. They'll
is
sample
it just
songs.
Basically Vine?
It's Vine. Yeah, it's basically a longer format Vine.
And they give you like a structure to do it that makes it look good.
It makes it really easy. They make it really easy to edit the videos. I've never made one. I don't even have an account, but I have the app and I look at other people's content.
Gotcha.
So the Skullbreaker Challenge is something that kids are doing. You're supposed to, it's a prank that you pull on somebody, and three kids line up shoulder to shoulder
You already like
this,
it.
I have this prank. It's called the Skull Crusher.
Yeah. And the two, so they say, I don't know what they tell the kid in the middle, the purpose of it is, but they say, okay, we're going to film this, and the two people on the outside are going to jump. And after they jump and land, the person in the middle is supposed to jump and land. I don't know if it's just supposed to look cool or whatever. So the two people on the outside jump and land, and then the person in the middle jumps. And then as soon as the person in the middle jumps, the two people on the outside kick his legs out from underneath him.
Wondering if that's where you're going.
So they fall on their back, head. And kids are going to the hospital with concussions.
Oh,
and
that's not a challenge.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not a challenge. That's so, just called being an a-hole, and it's assault. It's horrible.
Version of that was, and we only did it on the grass. Can't believe we were reasonable. But our version of that in South Alexandria was you would sneak up and you'd get on your hands and knees behind
yeah.
someone and someone
right.
would shove you
Push
down.
Over, yeah. yeah.
But it's only so bad you can get hurt on the grass.
Right. Right.
We wouldn't have done that on concrete.
Yeah, and this is you're up in the air, mm-hmm. so you have no control once your feet go out in front of you. You know, you're just screwed. And obviously you don't have any idea that it's about to happen.
We always talk about there's no great way to die, but there's a lot of dumb ones. But even if you don't die, even if just you got a call that Maggie was in the hospital with a really bad concussion.
Due to the Skullbreaker Challenge.
I mean, it's one thing yeah. if you have a car accident. You know, sports injury, but what a stupid way for your kid to get hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I usually just roll my eyes at the challenges and, you know, I think they're dumb, but I don't get all, like, worked up about them. This one makes me just want to quit. Like, I just quit. I quit the world. I quit everything. This is just...
Well, There's no cleverness to it. And, I mean, a prank should have some modicum of cleverness.
And all it is bullying.
You're just bullying
the one kid in the middle, and you're hiding it under the... So all these people that are doing this challenge and thinking it's funny and having fun with it are just bullying, and we're supposed to be in a world that, you know, that everything is hyper-focused on stopping bullying. But this is just, but since we put the word challenge on it, it's mm-hmm. funny, and we're not identifying it for what it is, bullying.
Isn't it so weird that whenever you have other people watching you, you can brand something in a certain way to where, like, even though we can look at it and see it as bullying,
yeah.
like you said, you call it a challenge, so it's
yeah.
a fun challenge.
It's
we were just playing.
Prank.
We were, yeah, it was just a prank.
It's a prank.
You
we're
think
not
about
bullying.
Something like The Bachelor, where right now everybody's up in arms because it's Fantasy Suite Week, which is the week that The Bachelor sleeps with all of them, and all the women are staying at the same house for this for the first time ever, and people are like, it's so mean, it's so horrible. Well, the whole contest, because you're competing for a man who doesn't deserve any of you, is archaic and wrong and anti-feminist. But since it's on television, we pretend like it's entertainment, and we pretend like it's not a real thing, and it is a real thing. There are real emotional damages being done. But then one thing goes awry, and it's like, oh, that's really mean. Well, what you're doing is you're 20 women are dating the same man at the same time. You can call it The Bachelor, but it's right. craziness.
I am the opposite of a paragon of moral virtue. And for years, I feel like I've been the lone voice saying, how is this okay? How is The Bachelor okay?
It's okay because a lot of people have their eyes on it. And for whatever reason, if a lot of people can watch something and justify it, it makes it okay.
And there's a bachelorette.
Yeah.
So women get their chance
Equal
to get
rights.
Back.
But yeah, if enough people watch your TikTok... When you're doing this, is it the Skull Crusher or the
Skullbreaker?
Skullbreaker. Why do I get every name wrong all the time?
Skullbreaker Challenge.
But yeah, you can call it the Skullbreaker Challenge, and it's suddenly less serious because you have an audience. Whereas if you did that in private, it's just straight up bullying.
Stories about kids going to the hospital with concussions and parents posting pictures of their kids' faces all scratched up. And
the poor things had no idea that it was coming. It's yeah. one thing if you're getting hurt because you're
yeah,
willingly participating in something.
They think they're doing something on camera.
It's a good point.
They think they're doing something on camera, fun,
yeah.
with their friends.
If you're doing a jackass stunt and you're in on it, it's dumb.
Right.
But you have a fighting chance.
Yeah, that's different. If you know you're just doing something, if you know you're participating in something dumb and dangerous.
But they're probably excited, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they asked me to be in their TikTok. And then, oh, that's really sad.
Okay. Even, I mean, having fallen victim to things like that when I was a kid, even if you don't get physically hurt, that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
To think you're cool guys want to.
Not only is it humiliating in the moment, but it's filmed so you can relive it over and over again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.